So what does history tell us happens when a larger-than-life CEO like Steve Jobs leaves his company?
Every situation is different. But historically, it tends to go through a period of not necessarily decline, but just flat growth. It just kind of hangs steady. And often the reason behind that is because the people that that founder surrounds him or herself with tend to be just good managers. They tend to help take those really creative, innovative ideas that that larger-than-life founder has, in the case of Steve Jobs or Walt Disney or Henry Ford, other kind of larger-than-life founders, and they help them just implement that stuff. And then when they leave, it's usually the case where one of those doers gets promoted into CEO role.
So for workers who are not among the senior leadership, what does it mean when this happens?
The good news is often when you've had that larger-than-life founder and that kind of success, the person following them typically doesn't want to shake things up. So you can expect a lot of stability. What you shouldn't expect immediately is don't expect a lot of really exciting, rapid growth innovation like you had experienced in the past. You may have to go through another period of leadership transition until you see that again. So if that's what gets you excited, you need to be patient for that to happen later.
We're talking about big multinational companies, but it can happen at a small company too when you could see the same sort of patterns play out.
Think about family businesses. You'll often see that first generation, you know, the mom or dad that grow it and there's a strong-willed personality and the business kind of wraps itself around them. And the second generation rarely takes that to another level. Often they hold it steady or build on it. You can always break that, but that's the more common pattern. And then what's the real question mark is the third generation. A good friend of mine who works with a lot of family businesses says they have a saying that a lot of businesses, you go barefoot to barefoot in three generations.
What do companies do? What can they do to prepare for the departure of a trailblazing leader or founder or CEO?
What you see very rarely, but the right thing to do, is to step back, whoever those decision makers are, the current CEO or the board or whoever that is, and say, what does the organization need to keep it growing like it's been growing? Not just hold steady. How's the world changing around us? And what does the next leader need to look like, be like? And they need to really push themselves to try and find somebody different.
Thanks, Brandon. See you next time.
I'm looking forward to it.